Thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G, here with Sarah Passamonte from Compeer Rochester and Sarah Dupre from Compeer Rochester as well. Ladies, how are you?
Good. It's great to see you again.
It's great to see you.
Awesome,
I love having you guys
here.
Back.
Ah. And you get two Sarahs today.
I know. Two for the price of one. It's perfect. Tell me a little bit about Compeer Rochester. I know it's been a while since you guys have been in here. Discuss your roles and what you guys do and all of that.
Absolutely. So I will kick it off. This is Sarah P., you know, if you can distinguish between the two of us.
There we go.
So Compeer is a local nonprofit mental health organization, and we do what I call non-traditional therapy, and we partner people up in the community. We have about 300, 400 volunteers that do this work, and we match them up with youth and adult. We have some veteran programs. It's really just recreational in nature, but that friendship, that mentorship that can help somebody get through their bad day, their bad month, their bad year, but also to celebrate the good times. And I think that that's so important too. So Compeer has been around. Rochester was actually founded in Rochester back in the 70s.
Wow.
So we have roots here and has become an international program as well. We at Compeer Rochester serve about 300 individuals in what we call one-to-one matches. And then we serve an additional 300 people in more one-time services and in our veteran recreational programs as well.
Awesome.
So we got a lot going on.
Super busy.
Yeah. And I'll turn it over to Sarah D to talk a little bit more about the youth program specifically and what we're doing.
Thank you.
This month.
So I'm the lead youth program coordinator here at Compeer, and I get the pleasure of doing everything from recruiting and onboarding volunteers to accepting new clients into the program and making matches happen. So I get to train our volunteers and then match them up with the kids on our waiting list to get them involved in the community and start that one-to-one relationship. And then I get to follow that match once it starts.
That's awesome. So yeah, you basically help set up someone having a buddy for life.
Oh yeah,
that's
for sure.
Great. Now, this came across my email, and this is why I had to get you guys in here to talk about this, because this sounds so cool. You guys are partnering with local businesses to celebrate Mentoring Month. Tell me all about that.
Yeah, so I'll start with a little bit of background on National Mentoring Month. And it is a sort of a youth-focused movement. Compeer serves adults and children. Mentoring Month tends to be about the kids and that sort of mentoring an adult to a youth. So every year, January sneaks up on us, right? It's like the end of the year, and then all of a sudden it's January. What are we doing to celebrate National Mentoring Month? So we have, you know, we do some marketing around Mentoring Month, of course, and we have events sometimes for our youth and families. It's a little bit tricky still with COVID,
yes.
So the events are not promised. So Sarah D came up with this idea with her team on how we could partner with local businesses to provide something extra, a perk, if you will, for our matches. So I'm going to talk about that.
Yeah. So this year we had our buddy bundle. So we asked local businesses in the Rochester area if they would donate some of their goods, gift cards, or time to our buddy bundle. So we got a lot of awesome stuff from the Red Wings. We got gift cards for Hedonist Ice Cream. Shoots Apple Mill donated dozens of donuts. And we also got some goodies from the North Bee in Webster. And all of that is going to go to a match. We asked our matches to share a little bit about their experience with us. So on top of our monthly updates, we asked them to share some of their favorite Rochester things they're looking forward to, and lessons that either the mentor or the mentee has learned from each other while they're together. So we're putting that all together into a raffle, and we're going to pick a lucky winner. So our match will get that opportunity to try out a whole bunch of different things in the Rochester area, thanks to those businesses.
That is great, because, I mean, like you said, you have roots here in Rochester. You guys are as local as it gets, and you guys are help shining a light on other Rochester businesses as well as helping out with your buddies.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
So cool.
And even though we just wrapped technically January as Mentoring Month, we do this all year, and our volunteers come in and our participants come in on a rolling basis. It's not like everybody comes in the program in January. So we're hopeful that this might spark other businesses to get involved. Right now we have partnerships and have had for a long time. We have partnerships with the local museums, like Rochester Museum and Science Center has been so great to Compeer. They've given our matches free admission for at least a decade. I mean, probably close to two decades, if not longer. Strong Museum as well. So we have these offerings that we've been able to offer throughout the year as far as activities. But getting a buddy bundle together a few times a year to raffle off, or if we get even more goods and services, we would have more of that available to our volunteers. And the volunteers are giving their time, right? So they come in and we ask for at least 4 hours a month for a year. It's a big commitment. So anything we can do to give back and anything that the community can do to give back to people who are donating their time would be awesome.
Absolutely. So if anyone listening right now was looking to get involved with Compere, help out being a buddy, how would they go about that?
Yeah, so we've been talking a lot about ways to donate goods and services, but what we really need more than anything always are volunteers, because
yes,
our program is volunteer-based and has been since its origin. So we are always looking for volunteers, and again, come in any time of year, not just in January or now February. The best way to get involved is to start, I think, with our website, because it just has so much information and actual, you know, forms to fill out as far as an application. So that is comperrochester.org, and you'll find resources and more information about our youth program, our adult program, our veteran services, a few other services that we offer, like family support, and sign on to be a volunteer that way. To get involved specifically with the youth program, same process, but I'll also have Sarah talk a little bit more about what that experience is like being a youth program volunteer, because it's fun.
So I actually also am a volunteer in the youth program. So
I
get to hang out with a buddy in our program who was looking for a friend. And the process is super simple. We have you fill out an application. You do a very short Zoom interview. All of the process to get started is on Zoom. So super easy for anyone who's interested. We do a short interview just to get to know you better as a volunteer or a prospective volunteer. We run some background checks, and then we do your training. Training goes over everything you need to know, and then some about mentoring and mental health, because we are focused on mental health for our program. Once you have your training, we set you up with a couple of kids that are waiting for a match for a mentor. We tell you all about them, and then you get to pick your match from there. We set up a match meeting, so you get to hang out with your mentee and their family with a coordinator, just so that you get to know them a little bit. And then you're on your own for the next year or longer. For 4 hours a month. Our matches really are lifelong friendships. Usually we only ask a year, but many of our mentors have been around for 8, 9, 10, 11 years and even more.
Wow.
So it's a really awesome opportunity, both as a coordinator and as a volunteer.
I was gonna say, that sounds, I mean, it speaks for itself. The fact that people want to stick around for so long to help with you guys just says a lot about your program.
Yeah. Most definitely. We even have some mentors who have helped our kids reach milestones, whether it be applying for college, finishing high school, getting their driver's license, stuff like that. So mentoring is just an awesome opportunity.
So, I mean, you just listed some examples of how a mentor could help their mentee. But what else could they expect? You know, what other activities do they do together?
So as a youth coordinator, my job is also to create programming. So we do activities in the community. Last year, we had 2 trips to Seabreeze over the summer. But we also do activities in our office virtually as well, like painting with friends. So like painting with a twist, but with your friend. And we also do like virtual bingo, tons of different activities throughout the year. So there's always something to keep you involved as a volunteer. And we also get tickets to like the zoo, baseball games, stuff like that. So always something in the works.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. When all else fails, I know I'm still connected with I call them my Compere kids that I've known for now like 15 years. And I'm still connected with a friend in the adult program. And when all else fails, it's like, go get a cup of coffee or go for a walk. And throughout the pandemic, when we had to really get creative, and honestly, for a long period of time, we had to tell our matches, like, don't meet. It's not safe.
Yeah.
And having everybody sort of pivot to that virtual communication, it helped because we could get volunteers onboarded quicker with the virtual component. But building a relationship through, you know, FaceTime or texting can be difficult. So
definitely,
it's all about building that relationship however you can do it. And I think that with hybrid options now, it's a little bit easier than it was, say, you know, 2 years or a year ago. So we're happy to sort of be getting back to normal. But like Sarah D said, it's lifelong friendships a lot of the times, and that mentoring piece goes both ways. So I know I can say for sure that the people that I have been linked up through Compere as their quote unquote volunteer, I've gotten just as much back from them as a friend.
So. Oh, that's amazing. Now, the last time I saw you, actually, Sarah P., was at your Walk a Milestone event, the fundraiser. How did that end up going?
It went really well. So that was our kickoff that you were a guest bartender
yes,
at.
Yes, so
and
fun.
It was so much fun at Blossom Road there. And that just kicked it off. So we didn't really, that was, I think, on a Thursday night. And the walk kicked off on that Monday. And we raised, I think, about $12,000 from the whole, it's a virtual component. So
yeah.
It's like, You kind of have to set the bar pretty low for your expectations when there's so many other competing events and fundraisers and things like that. And ours was get outside and walk in the freezing Rochester cold. You don't know how that's going to go over. But we had several teams. We had a few businesses joined on with that, too, as far as, you know, having their own team. And that event's just going to get bigger and better every year.
Absolutely.
And hopefully next year we'll have more of an in-person component again.
I will be back at the kickoff event for sure.
Please come back.
That was fun. Do you guys have any upcoming events currently?
What do you got going on in the youth program? Anything?
We have a Mardi Gras party coming up. So we're going to do a mask decorating contest, but have our matches come together to create some masks and decorate some cupcakes. We're also hoping to do another painting with friends in April, and that is also for our adult program as well. So we do a lot of cross programming. So hopefully, as the weather gets nicer, we'll also be able to do things outside, like spring day of plays, summer kickoff, stuff like that coming up.
There you go. It is nice to get outside.
The next big event we have coming up would be our golf tournament, and the date's not set in stone, but it's usually sometime in June, and that will then lead us right back to Walk a Milestone. Everything happens so fast.
It does.
So here we are, dead of winter, and before you know it, it'll be June.
And I remember, because last year I was very new, but I remember hearing about the golf event. You guys had that last year, correct?
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
Yeah, we took a year off for 2020. We were back at Greystone for 2021, and it was super successful. I think people were so happy just to come back together. Outside, you could feel, you know, somewhat comfortable.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, I think you guys have some good news to share that I read about.
Yep. So we secured a grant from the Mother Cabrini Foundation to the tune of $85,000 for the year. That's a huge grant for us for Compeer Rochester, and that is specifically to support our veteran program, Compeer Corps. So those dollars go to support the staff and the activities around veterans. And the veterans get to do really cool stuff all year round. It's all activities-based. It's all group. So we don't really have a one-to-one component, although the friendships sort of form naturally, as we hope.
Sure.
And we have Vets Drive. Driving Vets, which is a transportation service available where you have a veteran driver, veteran rider. It doesn't have to be medical transportation, so it's really flexible, and a lot of great friendships are formed that way too. So veterans can come and they do bowling, they do painting classes. They have adaptive sports for people with service-connected injuries, mental health, physical health. So we are in the midst of snow sports right now over at Bristol.
Cool.
There's adaptive skiing and all kinds of stuff. So we're so pumped about that grant, and that will help secure that programming and moving forward. That's what we look for. So,
well, congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I just love that your guys' bottom line is like, you know, friendship is good for mental health, and let's create as many friendships here in Rochester as possible.
Absolutely. And it works so well as an adjunct to traditional therapies, too. So, you know, it's not like a Compeer volunteer can do it all. You know, we're not all trained clinicians. We're not, you know, we don't have clinicians on staff. So it's really just about how we make ourselves available emotionally to somebody else and our presence there for somebody else and get that in return. So like I said, I can't stress that enough. It's such a two-way street.
I would have to agree. Well, is there anything else you ladies would like to add?
I think I'm all set.
Yeah.
This has been really awesome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys coming in. It's always a joy to talk to you guys. I just feel like you guys do such good in the community that it needs to be talked about often.
Yes, thank you so much. And that stigma around mental health is, I think it's fading with the pandemic, but it's still there. So anything we can do to bring that attention back to, you know, ways to promote our mental health and fight that good fight.
100%. Would you like to drop your website one more time and how people can get involved?
Yep, compeerrochester.org, and you can do /volunteer, but if you get to that homepage, it'll take you right through our programs, the ability to volunteer, the ability to donate, whatever way you can support Compeer Rochester.
People can see what's a good fit for them.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you, Sarah P. and Sarah D. from Compeer Rochester. It was great having you on Rochester Speaks today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.